was noontide of summer and midtime of night, and stars in their orbits shone pale through the light of the brighter, cold moon. Mid planets, her slaves, herself in the heavens, her beam on the waves. I gazed a while on her cold smile. Too cold for me. There passed as a shroud, a fleecy cloud, and I turned away to thee. Evening star in thy glory afar, and dearer thy beam shall be. For joy to my heart is the proud part thou bearest in heaven at night, and more I admire thy distant fire than that colder, lowly light.
I'm a queen, I'm the baddest that you've ever seen. Conjure it, that Gucci fire, got you spellbound, bound you like a barbed wire. Flame so high, dripping ice, bloody eyes, make you cry. On your knees, beg me please, what will you sacrifice?
Bow down.
Fire in my eyes, pinky red, going viral. Bit so sharp, I'm a like a psycho. Vicious and Versace like a vampire turning ya. Empress of the underground, back gala murderer.
Listening to Audible Sounds, that was Lovecraft and Trash World with Haunt as Hell. It's the last week of October, but the spooky vibes are going strong. We got all the best dark wave and dance goth to keep your haunted house party jumping until the 31st. Up next, we have the very vampy sounding Razula with the track Grind Me Up.
Baby, baby, baby. dim veils and shadowy floods and cloudy-looking woods whose forms we can't discover for the tears that drip all over. Huge moons there wax and wane again, again, again. Every moment of the night, forever changing places. And they put out the starlight with a breath from their pale faces. About 12 by the moon dial, one more filmy than the rest, a kind which upon trial they have found to be the best, comes down, still down and down, with its center on the crown of a mountain's eminence, while its wide circumference in easy drapery falls over blankets, over halls, wherever they may be, or the strange woods, or the sea, over spirits on the wing, over every drowsy thing, and buries them up quite in a labyrinth of light. And then, how deep, oh deep, is the passion of their sleep. In the morning they arise, and their moony covering is soaring in the skies with the tempests as they toss, like almost anything, or a yellow albatross. They use that moon no more for the same end as before. Videlicet, a tent, which I think extravagant. Its atomies, however, into a shower dissever, of which those butterflies of earth who seek the skies and so come down again, never contented things, have brought a specimen upon their quivering wings.
WRCT is supported by Sidecar Bakery in North Oakland. Sidecar is an independent coffee shop with a full coffee bar, ready-made breakfast sandwiches, breakfast pastries, savory hand pies, cakes, and pies made in the bakery next door. Sidecar offers a place to study, eat, and hang out with friends in a cafe setting. Open 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. on Sunday. For more information, visit their website at sidecar412.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, then you can email pr at wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. You're listening to Audible Sounds, and that was the Queen of the Dungeon herself, Boy Harsher, with the track Country Girl. And speaking of country girls, for our next track, we have Nico Case with the very seasonally appropriate Baby, I'm Not a Werewolf.
I woke up panic, short of ghost, water running in the bathroom sink. I listed sideways from my bed and threw my body down the hall. Forearm the ledge I break and smear the steam to find my face. Imagine my confusion and my horror. My body said to me as if to another, baby, I'm not.
Seas that restlessly aspire, surging unto skies of fire. Lakes that endlessly outspread their lone waters, lone and dead, their still waters, still and chilly, with the snows of the lulling lily. the lakes that thus outspread their lone waters, lone and dead, their sad waters, sad and chilly with the snows of the lolling lilies. By the mountains near the river, murmuring lowly, murmuring ever, by the gray woods, by the swamp, where the toad and the newt encamp, by the dismal tarns and pools where dwell the ghouls. By each spot the most unholy, in each nook most melancholy, there the traveler meets aghast sheeted memories of the past, shrouded forms that start and sigh as they pass the wanderer by, white-robed forms of friends long given in agony to the earth and heaven. For the heart whose woes are legion, 'tis a peaceful, soothing region. For the spirit that walks in shadow, 'tis, oh, 'tis an El Dorado. But the traveler traveling through it may not, dare not openly view it. Never its mysteries are exposed to the weak human eye unclosed. So wills its king who hath forbid the uplifting of the fringed lid. And thus the sad soul that here passes beholds it but through darkened glasses. By a route obscure and lonely, haunted by ill angels only, where an eidolon named Night on a black throne reigns upright, I have wandered home but newly from this ultimate dim.
Soy McGruff, Sheriff, el perro del delito, y necesito que me ayudes a darle un mordisco al crimen. Los productos falsificados están por todas partes. Zapatillas falsas, cosméticos falsos e incluso medicinas falsas. El año pasado se vendieron miles de millones de dólares en productos falsificados en los Estados Unidos. Estos suelen hacerse en condiciones inseguras, posiblemente utilizando ingredientes peligrosos e incluso letales que podrían perjudicarte a ti y a otros. Y el dinero que has pagado va directamente a las manos de los delincuentes y puede apoyar el trabajo infantil, las drogas e incluso las pandillas. Huele a un gran crimen. ¿Todavía piensas que comprar productos falsificados es inofensivo? Piénsalo otra vez. Y recuerda, si no sabes de dónde vienen los productos, ¿cómo puedes saber a dónde va el dinero? Eres inteligente. Elige bien. Elige el original. Obtén más información en McGruffPSA.org. Este es un mensaje de la Oficina de Patentes y Marcas Registradas de los Estados Unidos y el Consejo Nacional de Prevención de Delitos.
Tune into Forbes Avenue, WRCT's homegrown public affairs program. Your engaging guests talk about the arts, social issues, and intriguing topics, with a focus on Pittsburgh, and meet some fascinating people along the way. That's Forbes Avenue, Tuesdays at 9 a.m. right here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh.
Mr. Treats has been sighted prowling through suburbs and commercial districts alike. We have received multiple reports from concerned callers, each of them claiming to have witnessed Mr. Treats in the flesh. Obviously, we are forwarding all of that information to the Department of Surveillance. Last year, Hubert Horston encountered Mr. Treats on Halloween Eve. He thought that Mr. Treat's ghastly appearance was a costume, and being a friendly lad, Hubert approached the monster. Hubert always loved chocolate and peanut butter. He'd take that combination any way he could get it. Candy bars, sandwiches, hard shell candy, or even just chocolate dipped in peanut butter. Discovered Hubert's right arm first. His skin was hardened into a candy shell, and his flesh had taken on a smooth, creamy consistency. Large chomps had been taken from his bicep. They eventually found his torso. Not much was left of it, but they're pretty sure it belonged to Hubert. It was wearing underwear with his name on it.
vibology. Now you ask, what does that mean? Why, it's the study of chemistry between you and me. If you want to catch an unforgettable vibe of groovy trip-hop, warm neo-soul, somber contemporary folk, magical dream-pop, mind-bending experimental electronica, and maybe some occasional breakcore, tune in every Sunday at 5 p.m. You're listening to a Halloween edition of Audible Sounds and Rapid Fire. That was Sorrow Crude with Voodoo Tans. Before them, we had Unsealed with Strange News Broadcast. Before them, we had Occult 86 with Occam's Laser. And before them, we had some vaguely Halloween-themed bin tracks with Courage Wolf by JMMR, the Japanese Onsen with the track Monster Taxi. This is our next track playing beneath me. This is, of course, Goblin with the theme to Suspiria. And I hope you enjoy.
should bring back a few memories.
Boss, Parody is calling, destiny is near. Welcome to the new sound that the people wanna hear. It's gonna sweep the nation, it's gonna be a hit. Join us in the fire of the polka pit. You don't wanna miss us when we come around. Over in the tavern on the wild side of town. Take your stupid legs and beat the devil out of it. Deep inside the fury of the polka pit. The polka pit is near. Send a million volts into your feet. Gonna hit the triples like Katarina Witt. Deep inside the fire of the polka pit. In pubs and barrooms, the city's far and wide. Shout out the brave combo and the king's polka side. The people wanna do it, they're jumping at the bit. Take it back in the fury of the
Ziggy Zaga, Ziggy Zaga.
Legends with the bells, silver bells. What a world of merriment their melody foretells. How they tinkle, tinkle, tinkle in the icy air of night, while the stars that oversprinkle all the heavens seem to twinkle with a crystalline delight, keeping time, time, time in a sort of runic rhyme to the tintinabulation that so musically wells from the bells, 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 from the jingling and the tinkling of the bells. Hear the mellow wedding bells, golden bells. What a world of happiness their harmony foretells. Through the balmy air of night, how they ring out their delight. From the molten golden notes and all in tune, what a liquid ditty floats to the turtle dove that listens while she gloats on the moon. Oh, from out the sounding cells, what a gush of euphony voluminously wells. How it swells, how it dwells on the future, how it tells of the rapture that impels to the swinging and the ringing of the bells, 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 of the bells, 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 to the rhyming and the chiming of the bells. Hear the loud alarm bells, brazen bells. What a tale of terror now their turbulency tells. In the startled ear of night, how they scream out their affright. Too much horrified to speak, they can only shriek, 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 out of tune. in a clamorous appealing to the mercy of the fire, in a mad expostulation with a deaf and frantic fire leaping higher, 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 with a desperate desire and a resolute endeavor, now, now to sit or never by the side of the pale-faced moon. Oh, the bells, bells, bells! What a tale their terror tells of despair. How they clang and clash and roar. What a horror they outpour on the bosom of the palpitating air. Yet the ear, it fully knows by the twanging and the clanging how the danger ebbs and flows. Yet the ear distinctly tells in the jangling and the wrangling how the danger sinks and swells by the sinking and the swelling of the, in the anger of the bells, of the bells. Of the bells, 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 and the clamor and the clangor of the bells. Hear the rolling of the bells, iron bells. What a world of solemn thought their monody compels. In the silence of the night, how we shiver with affright at the menace, melancholy menace of their tone. For every sound that floats from the rust within their throats is a groan. And the people, ah, the people, they that dwell up in the steeple all alone, and who tolling, tolling, tolling in that muffled monotone, feel a glory in so rolling on the human heart a stone. They are neither man nor woman. They are neither beast, brute, nor human. They are ghouls. And the king it is who tolls, and he rolls, 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 rolls a paean from the bells, and his merry bosom swells with the paean of the bells, and he dances, and he yells, keeping time, 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 in a sort of runic rhyme to the paean of the bells, of the bells, keeping time, 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 in a sort of runic rhyme to the throbbing of the bells, 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 to the sobbing of the bells, keeping time, 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 as he knells, 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 in a happy runic rhyme to the rolling of the bells, of the bells, 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 to the tolling of the bells, of the bells, 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 to the moaning and the groaning of the bells.
So much for listening to Audible Sounds, and that was Allen Ginsberg reading The Bells by Edgar Allan Poe off of the collection To One in Paradise, a collection of spoken word from Edgar Allan Poe by Shimmy Disc, the label out of New York City. We also managed to get in some last-minute Oktoberfest fun with The Polka Pit by the Dreadnoughts, which brings us to our final track of the evening. This is Bonfire of the Billionaires by Gwennifer Raymond, off of her latest release, Last Night I Heard the Dog Star Bark. Before we go, just a reminder that you can catch the show every Monday at 4 p.m. right here at 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
WRCT, Pittsburgh. You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You are listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.